Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, March 9th, 2018. Today, in 1959, the Barbie doll made its debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York City. The wave of influenza is particularly severe this winter, and Berlin Charité's emergency room for children is also overloaded. Normally, the emergency room at the Wilhelmklinikum treats around 80 children per day. Now, there are 120 during the flu epidemic, and only a few of them actually need medical treatment. The manager of the emergency room, Alex Rosen, estimates that more than two-thirds of the children could be treated for influenza at home, with ibuprofen or paracetamol, and by consuming a lot of liquids. Approximately only 10 to 15% require medical treatment, for example, due to severe pneumonia. During the wave of influenza, there was also an increase in the number of cases of illness among Wehrhau hospital staff. Therefore, on weekends and in the evenings, when the doctor's offices are closed, extremely long waiting times in the pediatric emergency room are required. Patients with simple signs of influenza sometimes have to wait up to 7 hours because of more acute emergencies. Rosen said that his team doesn't treat whoever comes first, but according to the severity of the illness or injury. In the trial of a suspected human trafficker in Frankfurt Oder, the defendant unexpectedly broke his silence yesterday. The accused stated that he was approached and threatened by a friend in Izmir, Turkey, and if he did not make his truck available for smuggling, the safety of his wife and 3 daughters could not be guaranteed. According to the defendant in his statement, he then parked his truck in a parking lot in Romania. The next day he returned and went to Germany. He had not received any money. The truck had been stopped on the A12 near Frankfurt in September 2017 with 51 people in its loading area. The Frankfurt District Court is expected to make a decision in mid-April. The accused faces up to 10 years in prison. More and more children are being born in Berlin and Brandenburg. In both states, the birth rate in 2016 was higher than ever since the reunification. The figures were published by the State Statistical Office yesterday. In Berlin, the birth rate in 2016 was 5% higher than in the previous year. The figure was 1.54 children per woman, compared with 1.45 children per woman in the previous year. In 2016, more than 41,000 children were born in the capital. This increase between 2015 and 2016 can be attributed primarily to immigration to the German capital. According to the National Statistical Office, the birth rate is particularly high among Syrian, Iraqi, and Afghan women. In Brandenburg, the birth rate went up even higher. 10% more babies were born in 2016 than the year before. The plans to ban car traffic on the eastern side of Schönhauser Allee have been canceled. A measure of this kind is not planned, declared the Secretary of State for Transport, Jens Holger Kirchner, of the Green Party, in a reply to the written question by Florian Zweiter, a member of the FDP. In the idea workshop for the redesign of Schönhauser Allee between Stargarde and Victorstrasse, this had been presented as a long-term possibility and had caused a lot of criticism. According to Kirchner, the first concrete results of the feasibility study for the medium-term redesign of Schönhauser Allee are expected in April at the latest. The provisional installation of presumably 4 parklets with seating facilities in the area of today's parking spaces on the east side of the avenue is planned for the beginning of the second quarter. They are currently under construction. After the election, the Green Party had introduced the redesign of Schönhauser Allee as one of their transport policy projects into the coalition negotiations, together with the idea of relieving Unter den Linden from car traffic. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.